Romans chapter 10 tonight. We're looking at three verses of Scripture here, and really the entire chapter is a blessing. I read it in its entirety last night as God was speaking to my heart. But we're preaching today on the subject saved, saved, saved. In all my years of looking at the Bible and reading and studying, I didn't realize that Paul used the word saved three times in Romans chapter number 10. First time is in verse number 1. We looked at that this morning. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. The next time you see the word is in chapter 10 and verse number 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I thought it was interesting. This morning, let me read the third time real quickly, and then I'll tell you. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, verse 13, shall be saved. There's two different Greek words. And really, the word that was used in verse 1 is only used twice in the New Testament. That word soteria means rescue or safety, to deliver, to preserve from evil, injury, or destruction, to be spared. And then the second word in verse number 9 and in verse number 13, all the times you see the word saved in the New Testament, other than those two, is this word. It's a word sozo, and it's pronounced actually sodazo, and it means to save, to deliver or protect, to heal, to preserve, save, do well, be whole. See, God takes something that's broken and makes it whole. God preserves us after that he saves us. That is a blessing tonight, to know that preservation is not in our hands, but it's in his hands. What the Lord doeth, I can't remember where this text is, but it's in the Bible. He doeth forever. Amen. When God does a work, he doesn't do it on a temporal basis. So when God saves a soul, he saves that soul for eternity. This morning we looked, and I'm not going to go back over the whole thing, but we looked at the desire to be saved. There was the desire of the saved to see others saved, the desire of the Savior to see others saved, the desire of the souls in hell to see others saved. That's weighty. When you think about, beloved, that people that have left this world without Jesus, they have a memory. You remember what the Bible said? Abraham said, son, remember. Remember, in thy lifetime you had your good things. Likewise, Lazarus, evil things. So all of a sudden he remembers he can't get any help. But he remembers, I've got five brothers back down there on the earth. And he's burdened for them. And then there was the desire of the sinner to be saved. Tonight, what I want to look at is two more things in these verses that we've read in your hearing. I want to look at the declaration of the saved, and then I want to look at the deliverance of the saved. When we're thinking about this word, to deliver, to protect, to heal, preserve, to save, to do well, to be whole. Pray with me a moment. Father, thank you tonight for the privilege to come in your presence. Thank you for the people that have gathered here tonight in your house. Lord, it's amazing to me when I think that before the foundation of the world, the God that knows it all knew who would be here tonight. He knew the hearts of each and every individual that's gathered here tonight. Lord, I had no idea what you would do this morning. But I thank you, Lord, that people are being sensitive to you and praying and begging you just to keep working in our midst. I pray, Lord, tonight for Brother Cole. God, I pray that you'll touch him. Lord, I know it's going to be a healing process. He's going to be sore for a while. Lord, he's not going to be able to preach and put pressure on that hernia for a while. I pray, God, you'll just bless him. May it be a season, Lord, that, Lord, maybe is meant for evil, but would you just make it a great season for him, Lord, and help him to grow closer to you. I pray, Lord, that he and his dad would have precious fellowship. Bless our people tonight that are sick, unable to be in the house of God. And I pray, dear Father, tonight you'll bless Brother Jason as he's out preaching. Help us now in this service, Lord, to glean something that help us another mile down the road. In Jesus' name. And all of God's young and said, amen. Amen. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. These are common verses. These are verses like John 3:16 that probably most of us learned a long time ago. But I want to know you to know tonight the truth of the verse is simply this. When an individual experiences the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ, they're ready to declare that. When something happens in their heart, they're ready to declare that with their mouth. I'm thinking of scriptures like this in Matthew chapter 10. Jesus said, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven." I'll tell you, I'm so thankful tonight, I'll never hear the words, "Depart from me," because I know him and he knows me tonight. Amen. And because not only did God put that desire in my heart to be saved, but the Lord gave me a declaration. I'm not ashamed of him tonight. The scripture said here, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith," listen, this is not something the pastor said, it's something the scripture said, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." I can promise you this, there's a ton of things in my life that I'm ashamed of. But I promise you there's one thing I'll never be ashamed of. And that is the fact that my Savior, regardless of the mess my life was in, loved me and he saved me by his grace. Amen. And so I want to tell the story. Amen. The Bible said in Romans 9:33, "As it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." Hallelujah tonight. The Bible said in Psalm chapter 107, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." Brother Ralph, the choir used to sing pretty often, "Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed by his infinite mercy. His child and forever I am." Redeemed. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said that if something's went on in the heart, it ought to come out of the mouth. Amen. Redeemed. How I love to proclaim it. In Isaiah chapter 51, the Bible said, "Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head, and they shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away." Amen. As Brother Rusty left here this morning, I said, "Rusty, you carried something in that you're not taking home." He said, "Yes, I did. I carried a burden in, but I'm not taking that burden home." Amen. How many's glad the Lord's the great burden lifter? Amen. He'll take that load off of you. Amen. And thank the Lord that he will. The declaration of the saved. I'm not ashamed of him. And I thank God tonight he's not ashamed of me. He's not ashamed to call us His people. So there ought to be a declaration tonight. I want to ask a question. When's the last time you told somebody what Jesus did for you? What Jesus means to you? What Jesus means to you now? What He did for you when He saved you? I tell you, it's going to help not only the person you're telling, but it's going to help you every time you tell it. I mean, one preacher said, he said, there's more lies told behind songbooks, Brother Dale, than anywhere else in the world. We sing songs like, I love to tell the story, and we ain't told the story in forever. Amen. Amen. We ought to tell the story. Amen. We ought to tell the story of Jesus and His glory. Amen. What He means to us and what He's done for us. There's the declaration of the saved tonight. The next thing I want to touch on tonight and the last thing in the message is the deliverance of the saved. The Bible said in verse number 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Not maybe so, hope so, think so, but if a person calls on the name of the Lord, you say, well, Pastor, if they call on the Lord, that's just words. It is, unless, look at verse 14, how are they going to call on Him in whom they've not believed? There's not too many people going to talk to somebody if they don't believe is listening. They might need to go down to Crazy Farm, amen, if they are. But if we believe that He's there, that He's listening, that His ear is open to our cry, we call on Him in whom they have not believed. How are they going to believe in Him in whom they have not heard? There's another reason. We should declare the story, amen. And then how are they going to hear without a preacher? Now, I believe that a lot of people take that preacher right there and they look at the pastor, the evangelist, the missionary. But, beloved, that's anybody that'll tell the story. Amen. You say, now, Pastor, can you prove that? What I mentioned this morning, the woman at the well. She wasn't a preacher. How many knows that? Say amen. But what'd she do? She went back to town. She told everybody what Jesus had told her. He knows all about me. Is not this the Christ? Amen. And, beloved, many believed on Him for the saying of the woman. Amen. Thank God tonight we can all tell the story, the deliverance of the saved. Peter, when he was sinking, do you remember when he got out of the boat and he was started to go to Jesus? Then he saw the waves and they were boisterous and the storm. I suppose that maybe he had his eyes on the Lord and he took his eyes off of the Lord and he began to sink. You say, Pastor, what'd he do? I'll tell you what he did. He got caught up in his prayer life real quick. And he said, Lord, save me. Amen. And I'm telling you, beloved, the Bible said, whosoever, what did God do? He saved him. Amen. He reached down his hand, took him by the hand, and he was no longer sinking. Amen. They got back in the boat. A lot of people criticized Peter for that. I want to tell you something. He got out of the boat. Jesus said to Peter, oh, you have little faith. If I'm reading that story correct, there was little faith, but there was littler faith in the boat. Say amen. There were littler than little in the boat. Amen. They wouldn't get out of the boat. I was preaching years ago here at the church about getting out of your comfort zone. Brother Don McCann back there at the back door, he said, Pastor, he said, every time I get out of my recliner, I get out of my comfort zone. I got to thinking about that. Amen. Nobody could say it like Brother Don. Amen. What a blessing he is. But sometimes, beloved, we're timid. Sometimes we're backwards. When if we just pray and ask God to give us a little boldness, amen. Not arrogance. There's a difference between arrogance and boldness, amen. Moses was bold, but Moses was meek. There was not a meeker man in all the earth, amen. If we'd pray and ask God, He would help us to declare the message of salvation. The thief on the cross, how did he call on the Lord? He just said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. You see, these things, they have things that are similar. The similar things is the Lord and somebody needing help.
Amen. If you got the Lord and somebody needing help calls on the Lord, you know what the Lord's going to do? He's going to help. Amen. He's going to help. Paul on the Damascus Road, he asked the question, "Who art thou, Lord? And what would you have me to do?" You know, once in a while, I've given my testimony. I went to, I guess it was Knoxville. It's a little town outside of Knoxville. I can't remember exactly where it is, but Brother Combs is the pastor there. He asked me to come down there. They were having a revival meeting. He asked me to come down there and preach. And God led me to give my testimony. Instead of preaching, I just gave my testimony. It took 45 minutes to an hour. And I titled my testimony, "By the grace of I am what I am." Amen. The Bible said, Moses said, "Who shall I say sent me?" He said, "I am." So by the grace of God, Paul said, "I am what I am." I called it, "By the grace of I am what I am." Amen. I gave my testimony. And 9 people walked the aisle and got saved that night. One of them was a missionary son that had been struggling for years. But here's my point tonight. Listen, my testimony compared to some's testimony. Maybe somebody would say, "Well, I don't have a testimony like Brother Vinoy." Well, guess what? Brother Vinoy don't have one like Paul either. But we're both saved. We're both going to the same heaven. And the Bible just said it's not wise for us to compare ourselves with ourselves. You see, Paul understood he was in need of a Savior, and the Savior came to him, and he believed. Amen. And I was in need of a Savior, and it doesn't matter if it's a 6-year-old. We've had men in this pulpit in the last 10 years, beloved, that got saved when they were a youngin'. Amen. And have served God all their life. I'm telling you tonight, beloved, the common denominators is a sinner and a Savior. Amen. And the sinner realizes he needs the Savior and calls on the name of the Lord. The Bible said in Jeremiah 33:3, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." I'm being honest with you. The night I got saved, all I was looking for is a way out. A way out from under the condemnation, a way out from under the guilt, a way out of hell, a way. But man, I'm telling you, he said, "Here, I'll show him great and mighty things which thou knowest not." God gave me so much more than what I could imagine, amen, when I came to him that night. In Psalm chapter 91 and verse 14, the Bible said, "Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." Thank God there's the declaration of the saved and the deliverance of the saved. Turn with me, if you will, in your Bibles tonight to Psalms chapter 34. The book of Psalm chapter 34. I want to show you something here tonight in closing. Psalm chapter 34, verse number 1. The Word of God said, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." How many of you all are aware there are times we don't feel like praising the Lord? Amen. How many be honest? Amen. How many is glad salvation's not feelings? Boy, I am too. Amen. Now listen, the Bible said, "I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad." Now listen, if our soul is boasting in ourselves, we're in bad shape. If our soul is boasting in our deeds, you remember what the Bible said in Romans 10? "For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God." Beloved, the soul here is not boasting in self or boasting in works or boasting in deeds, but the soul is boasting in the Lord. Verse 3, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together." We ought to memorize that verse and determine every time we come through those doors, we're going to get together and magnify the Lord. And we're going to exalt Him, amen, exalt His holy name. Watch this now. "I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and He delivered me from all my fears. You see, beloved, tonight, I believe there is a time to seek the Lord while He may be found. The Bible said here in verse number 5, they looked unto Him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. I love verse 6. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The Bible said, the angel of the Lord campeth round about them that fear Him and delivereth them. There's that word deliver again. Then verse 8 said, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. I wonder tonight, is there anybody in the house that's blessed? You put your trust not in a preacher, not in a church, not in mama, not in daddy, not in brother, not in sister, but you put your trust in the Lord, and God has blessed you. That verse there, the Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Verse 6 said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. I'm not picking tonight. I don't want to come across like that. But you hear sayings, and I've probably said it, you need to give your life to Christ, or you need to give your heart to the Lord. I'm not fussing tonight or picking. But really, really, in all honesty, when a person comes to the Lord, they have nothing to give. Nothing. I believe the songwriter got it right. Nothing in my hands I bring. Simply to the cross I cling. Amen. Now, after that we trust Christ as our Savior, then we do have something to give. The Bible said over there, beloved, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, we can't do the will of God without Christ. But when Christ comes into our heart and comes into our life, and Christ changes us and redeems us, now, beloved, we can turn around and give that life to Him. There was a story, and I probably won't get it exactly right, but you'll get the gist of it. There was a story of a man, I believe the story was told of an Indian, and they were taking up an offering. And so the Indian come down, and he didn't have anything to give. And he set an offering plate down on the floor, and he stood in it. And they said, what are you doing? He said, I have nothing to give. I give myself. Amen. I'm going to tell you tonight, beloved, it's a happy day when you realize we're bought with a price. We're not our own. We don't belong to ourselves. Amen. And I thank the Lord tonight that we belong to Him. I don't know about you tonight, but those three words, saved, 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 saved. Thank God tonight we're saved by the grace of God. I'll give you this tonight. There's really, in Scripture, there's three things being taught in the area of being saved. When we come to Christ, we have been, that's a past tense, I have been saved from the penalty of sin. See, the Bible said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I say this, beloved, even 30, however many years later, 87, 97, 07, 17, 36 years later, I've been saved from the penalty of sin. I'm still being saved from the power of sin. Honey, sin still wants me. Say amen. Paul said, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. That's a happy day when you realize if there's anything good about you, it ain't you. It's Him. Amen. But I've been saved from the penalty of sin. I'm being saved from the power of sin. But I want you to get this. You can read about this over in the book of Romans chapter number 8. We're waiting on the redemption of the body. Brother Larry, we're going to be saved from the very presence of sin. Honey, we're going to a place where we'll never be tempted again. Never think an evil thought again. Well, the Bible said nothing that defiles can enter in to that place where our Lord has prepared for us. Father, tonight, thank you for your word. Thank you for your people. I pray tonight, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. God, if there's a person here tonight that, Lord, doesn't know for sure, Lord, I pray that you'd speak to their heart. I pray, Lord, that they would realize it's not always, Lord, the wind, and it's not always the fire, and it's not always the earthquake. But, Lord, many, many times it's that still, small voice. Lord, I just pray tonight that, Lord, it be settled in each and every heart and each and every life. Lord, I pray that we would realize that while the focus is on ourselves, others will not be able to see Christ in our life. Help us, Lord, that our focus may be on you. I pray, Lord, tonight for the Bell family, for Brother Fain's family, Lord, where he passed away. I pray you'll comfort the family. I pray, Lord, tonight that you'll help us, our Father, in these days to honor you. Bless our dear people, Lord, that are shut in. God, I pray tonight you'll help us as we leave this place tonight just to determine by the grace of God to serve you with gladness till you come. Thank you, Lord, for the Thanksgiving season as we head in towards Christmas. Help us, Lord, to celebrate the birth of the darling Son of God. Lord, we love you. Thank you, Lord. It's all because you first loved us. In Jesus' name, amen.